Tennessee's next governor will likely oversee a sizable legal settlement with drug makers related to the opioid crisis. When the state got a windfall from tobacco companies, very little of the money went into programs that help farmers or people quit smoking. So we asked the six leading candidates for governor if they would commit money from opioid litigation to drug treatment. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
This is the rare question that evenly divides the gubernatorial hopefuls with no relation to party. Republican Beth Harwell and Randy Boyd say without hesitation, all the money that comes from suing drug makers will go to combat the opioid epidemic. Boyd, who's a businessman from Knoxville and the former economic development commissioner, says opioid addiction has cost the state too much already.
Today, the largest place in the state for our recovery of addiction is our jails. And we have to do a better job.
Democrat Craig Fitzhugh, the House Minority Leader, also says he'd use 100% of any money for addiction treatment and prevention, adding that there's value in making a commitment before the state even knows how much it might receive.
I recall when we had the big settlement for tobacco farmers, that money was supposed to go to help them get new crops and do things, and it didn't. It went to the general fund.
But Democrat Carl Dean and Republicans Bill Lee and Diane Black say it's too early to earmark the expected money from drug makers. Congressman Black says the epidemic is too complicated.
I don't know that I would, at this point in time, tell you that I would dedicate it all to one particular source. I think there are other feeder agencies that might come into this, for instance, maybe some law enforcement.
Black figures police might need cash for a crackdown on dealers. Indeed, the costs from the opioid epidemic are far-reaching. An analysis showed that in Tennessee, more than $400 million a year goes to hospitalizations, and more than $1 billion is lost annually because of all the people with substance abuse problems who are out of work. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.